There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to NFL Zig or Zag. We have a lot to get to today. Let's start from the unfortunate fallout on Monday Night Football. Here was Marcus Spears.
Y'all, we watched the Bucs season, our potential of them making a run in the playoffs go down the drain, I believe. And I hate to bring this sobering type of news after what we saw happen to Chris Godwin.
There's Marcus Spears on NFL Live. Chris Godwin out for the year. Mike Evans out at least three games.
Yeah.
Dirt, zig or zag, their season has gone down the drain.
I'm going to zag on that. I don't know. Down the drain to me is too strong of a word.
Really?
They're 4-3. Now, look, the challenging part for them is the next 3 weeks. The schedule's brutal.
They get
Atlanta at home, who they've already lost to. They go to Kansas City, I believe, on a Monday night. And then they get the 49ers, who are incredibly banged up. So maybe that's a winnable game for them. The next 3 weeks are really tough. But even let's say you go 1-2. Which I would argue, considering your injuries, probably best case scenario there. If you go 2-1, you're great. You go 1-2 in that point, guess what you're at?
5-5.
You're 5-5. There's a lot of season left. That division is wide open. Is Atlanta going to run away from anybody? Carolina's the worst team in the NFL again, or one of them. New Orleans is an absolute dumpster that should be tanking for a top five pick. So I also look at the NFC wildcard race. You got basically one team above 500 in the NFC West. I don't trust hardly anybody in the NFC East. The NFC North is great, but they're going to eventually beat up on each other, and that will come back down to earth. So it's going to be brutal for them. That was a tough loss, but the Ravens dominate the NFC. I'm not going to overreact to it.
Dirt, there are 11 teams, 11, with two or fewer losses through Week 7. You said Monday you thought there were only four college teams that could win the Natty. Zig or zag, there are more than four teams in your mind that you believe can win the Super Bowl.
I'll zig on that. Not by a lot, but I'll zig on that.
Care to name them?
I think Buffalo can win a Super Bowl.
Really?
Like, I'm not picking this to happen, but if you tell me, like, hey, the Bills find a way or somebody gets banged up on kid, whatever, like, yeah, all right, they've been close. They damn near beat him in the playoffs last year. Bills, Ravens. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to feel about the Texans. Kansas City, obviously, so there's three. Detroit was knocking on the door last year. Probably should have won the NFC title game. There's four. You kind of pick your poison there. Green Bay, Houston, one of those other teams. So it's not by a lot, but I'll zig on that there's more than four right now that I would consider having a chance.
Jerry Jones made the headlines last week for how he handled his weekly hit on our sister station, 105.3 in Dallas. He returned. They talked it out. And unsolicited, Jared Jones brought up Derrick Henry, who many wondered why he didn't sign. Here was Jerry Jones on Derrick Henry.
In my mind, we're not playing very good football right now at all. And it's beyond whether or not we have Derrick Henry or not. Derrick Henry is having a career year. I don't know if he'd be having that career year in our situation. And that's really something you really do have to look at.
Zig or zag, Derrick Henry wouldn't help the Cowboys with his current play.
I believe he leads the NFL in rushing yards by a wide margin over Jordan Mason, who's number two. How would he not help you? How would he not be having success?
I'm not Jerry Jones.
Don't you have a good offensive line, Jerry? Yeah. I mean, isn't that something that you like to hang your hat on? The Cowboys rushing, I believe they're last in the NFL in rushing yards per game at 77.2. The Ravens are first, now having Lamar helps in that category, no doubt. You're last in the NFL in rushing yards per game, and you're telling me the guy leading the NFL in rushing yards wouldn't help you run the football? How is this guy still, I mean, it just, Swag made the right call.
Were you going to say alive?
Yeah, alive, partly. I mean, how has he not been forced out? How have we not had a coup in the Cowboys organization?
Billionaires don't
take this guy out, man. You have
all
no
his
hope.
Family members are in the executive position.
We need like a North Korea thing. Somebody's got to take one of the kids has to take him out. Get him out of the way. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
According to NFL on CBS, Derrick Henry has as many touchdowns as the Cowboys. And the most rushing yards since 2018 goes in this order. The top three are number one, Derrick Henry, 9,885 yards.
Pretty good.
Number two, Derrick Henry after contact, 7,028 yards. Nick Chubb is number three with 6,533 yards.
The Cowboys only have two rushing touchdowns on the season. Their longest run of the year, I believe, is 13 yards.
Yeah, Jerry is.
So just, by the way, like sometimes the nostalgia stuff gets annoying and the Cowboy stuff gets annoying. I'm glad they're on Sunday Night Football this weekend. Niners in a free fall. Oh, who's healthy and playing?
Cowboys, in
Cowboys 3-3. That embarrassing loss. That's going to be a fun little Sunday night game.
The defending NFC champs got manhandled on Sunday by Kansas City. They also lost Ayuk for the year, and Brock Purdy threw three interceptions.
Things are going great.
Our good friend Mike Silver said this on KNBR about the Niners' chances to turn it around.
2022, they were 3-4, lost to the Chiefs. McCaffrey just arrived. They went on a 12-game run, obviously, with Purdy coming in for the latter part of that. So it can be done, but I don't think you want to just say, oh, they'll just do that again, because those things were really, really hard to do.
Zigger Zag, the Niners are still an NFC contender in your mind.
Yeah, maybe I'm high on my own supply here. I zig. They have been without their most important and impactful player this season, who will be back at some point. I think they're thinking maybe after the bye week, so not this week against Dallas, but then they have a bye, and then they get Tampa on November 10th. They're expecting McCaffrey back, which will help their offense tremendously.
Diana Rossini reported yesterday, Debo Samuel, a name to watch, potentially being moved.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, they got to free up some salaries, and if they lose another game or two, the trade deadline is coming up that week before their game against Tampa, so maybe that's the move that you make. The other part of this for me is, like, they're in the NFC West, man. Do we trust Seattle? They dominate the Seahawks. They get them again in a couple of weeks.
Well, they've already lost two divisional games.
They have. Both games they had no business losing, but they lost them. Yep. And that's the way the game works. But it's not like there is a 6-0 team in their division and they can't dig out of this hole. They're a game out of first place. Seattle could lose this weekend. They win this weekend. They're back in first place. They're not out of the NFC.
And finally, very quick here, because we got a loaded second hour. Big breaking news this morning. Chiefs traded a fifth-round pick that could turn into a fourth-round pick to Tennessee for DeAndre Hopkins. Assuming they stay healthy, Zigger Zag, we should actually hate the Titans for when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year.
Zig, you shouldn't do anything to help them. What are you doing, Tennessee? You're telling me there's no other team in the NFL that would have given you a fourth-round pick?
Where were your Chargers?
Where were they at? I mean, how are we not going to get a wide receiver? You're throwing to Will Disley right now.
I asked the same question.
Go get a wide receiver, you moron.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.